The winter of 1065 was marked by tremendous gales, which destroyed churches and uprooted great trees. As King Edward the Confessor lay on his deathbed, he was visited by a strange and terrible dream, which he insisted on relating to all those who had gathered around him.
Two monks came to my deathbed and told me that because of the sins of its people, God had given England to evil spirits. I said to them, "Will God not have mercy?" And they replied, "Not until a growing tree, cleft in two by a lightning storm, should come together of its own accord and grow green again. Only then will there be pardon."
But no one paid much attention to the ravings of an old man. What was much more important was that Edward had touched Harold's hand. Maddeningly, the king had fallen short of actually declaring him his heir, but it was enough of a sign for Harold and for the northern earls who supported him. On January the 6th, 1066, Westminster saw the funeral of one king in the morning and the coronation of another in the afternoon.